And now it's time to turn to international news for a few minutes as we head to London for our weekly chat with our colleagues at the BBC. This morning, we're joined by Rich Preston. And Rich, let's begin in China. Tomorrow is a big day in that country. It's the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic. So what kinds of celebrations will we see there?
Yes, that's right, Lauren. Big celebrations planned. It's all being put together by the Chinese Communist Party. There's going to be a military parade through central Beijing and a speech by President Xi Jinping. This is actually all going to be kicking off around 7 o'clock this evening, Phoenix time. There's going to be huge security across the city for this, as you'd imagine. We're expecting about 100,000 people to attend. Interestingly, all those attending hand-picked by the government. So no jeering, no protests. This is all going to be positive. And the whole thing will end in a massive fireworks display. Now, this is all about China celebrating its transformation from being subservient to Western imperial powers and even invaded by the Chinese, of course, at one point, to its position in the modern world as the second biggest economy and a huge military might.
But of course, this comes as Beijing keeps a cautious eye on ongoing anti-government protests that are still happening in Hong Kong. Will there be celebrations there too?
Well, yes, there will, but to a much lesser degree. Hong Kong, of course, technically still part of China, but exists under a policy of one country, two systems, and has done ever since the territory was handed back to China by the British. So there will be a small flag-raising ceremony, but even that has been moved inside for security concerns. There will be some decorations in the street and some commemorative stamps issued, but the fireworks display that had been planned has been cancelled. Protesters say they'll release black balloons and dress head to toe in black as they continue their protests throughout the day.
And Rich, Wednesday marks the anniversary of a killing that really shocked the world and got a lot of international attention.
Yes, a dark story, this one. It was the 2nd of October last year when the Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi entered the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. He thought he had an appointment to collect some papers. He was never seen again. Now, it wasn't actually until the day after that reports started to surface that he had gone missing. Now, I was actually on duty in the BBC newsroom that day, hosting BBC Top Line, which I think your listeners hear sometimes in Morning Edition. Mm-hmm. All we had was a tiny couple of lines about a missing journalist, which were picked up by our colleagues in the BBC's Turkish service. Now, we thought it sounded significant, and we decided to put it on air. Here's how it sounded on the morning of the 3rd of October 2018.
It's an international agreement.
A prominent Saudi Arabian journalist who writes for the Washington Post has disappeared after entering Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul. Jamal Khashoggi's fiancée says he entered the building on Tuesday and didn't reappear. A Saudi official told the BBC Mr. Khashoggi left the consulate shortly after arriving. Of course, we had no idea at the time how significant this story would end up being. It was just a line about a missing journalist. Now, as I'm sure you'll remember, accusations surfaced shortly after that he was murdered inside the consulate and his body destroyed. Turkey presented evidence to support that, including recordings from inside the building.
Right, right. Much of the speculation about the killing was that it was ordered or at least allowed by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman.
Yes, now initially Saudi Arabia denied any involvement, but then started to say that perhaps rogue elements of the security forces had carried out the killing. In a recent interview, however, Mohammed bin Salman has said he does bear responsibility for the murder as it happened under his watch, but denies ordering it to take place. United Nations investigators have heard the audio recorded by Turkish intelligence, and they say it was a state-sponsored killing. Saudi, again, denies this. The kingdom's new ambassador to the UK recently told the BBC the killing was a stain on his country and its people, and the US Congress has expressed its unhappiness with the Saudi royal family over the murder. But it hasn't totally tarnished relations with the US. It's being reported that President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, will be attending a major economic conference in the kingdom later in October.
Is there anything special happening on Wednesday to mark the anniversary?
Yes, Jamal Khashoggi's fiancée will be holding a protest outside the consulate in Istanbul along with human rights groups. She says she wants answers to two questions: who ordered the killing and why?
And finally, Rich, on Thursday, a debate among contenders in Canada's upcoming election.
Yes, now campaigns in the US go on for months, but Canadians are voting pretty soon. They're going to the polls October 21st, so only a few weeks of campaign time. And this week's debate takes place in Montreal. The current leader, Justin Trudeau, is running, and his main rival is from the Conservative Party, Andrew Scheer.
So this would normally be a relatively civilized affair, but it comes after those images appeared of Mr. Trudeau in brown and blackface. How much is that dominating the campaign?
Well, actually, Lauren, not really. It definitely features, but it's not the huge story it may be if it had happened in other parts of the world. Now, Mr. Trudeau did apologise for his behaviour and for those images, but his critics say he should have known better regardless. Analysts say his main problem isn't that he's at risk of losing votes to the normal Conservatives, but that he'll lose to parties on the left of the political spectrum, including the Green Party. At the moment, however, it looks like the country may be heading towards a minority government.
All right. That's the BBC's Rich Preston joining us from London. Rich, thanks so much.
Thanks, Lauren.